So it's a little hard to explain to the audience just how much of a roller coaster yesterday was. You just heard Billy say that he was fried after 6 hours. Billy said yesterday after a couple of hours that it felt like 7 hours. Stu Gatz was slurring early and he was slurring late and he was slurring at night because he was so tired. It's a bit hard to explain to you what the drain of this is, because I don't expect any of you to understand in any way how talking about sports can be an energy drain in any way. But David Sampson has run on 7 continents, 7 marathons in 7 days. He built a stadium in Miami, handling every detail himself. He says he has never been as tired as doing his podcast 45 minutes a day of him talking, because it's a bit of a high wire. I don't tell you any of this to bore you, even though that's probably the result right now. I tell you this because we had a disaster of a day on the perfect day for our show to have a disaster. It was amazing to watch as ESPN rolled out all its new glossy, shiny shows that we, who have been doing this for a very long time, and, you know, things you've seen to the contrary or not, happen to be very good at this sloppy by design thing that we do. But we've rarely had a day that felt as much like a shitty roller coaster as yesterday. So we couldn't even get to the stuff that we wanted to get to because we were having so many audio problems and because so many things were going wrong. Again, what a weird day for everything to go wrong around here in terms of audio. We did a show after the close down of the country, first day after the pandemic, we did a show. And while it wasn't very good, we didn't have the difficulties that we had yesterday. During the Super Bowl, Mike had a 17-hour day trying to handle audio, and it wasn't as hard as yesterday was. I tell you all of this to explain not why we were so bad slash good yesterday, because I'm proud of what we did yesterday.
By the way, the audio issues are ongoing. We're still dealing with it today.
I can hear it in your tinny robotic voice right there, and my voice probably sounds tinny and shitty, but we have a name for this digital-only hour. A lot of people, Mike, were confused because we were bouncing into each other yesterday. A lot of people were confused. How am I supposed to listen to this? What order am I supposed to listen to this? So can you explain, please, to the audience what we were trying to do yesterday that legitimately we could never get to?
Right. So as you know, they've taken away the third hour from the national show, which means Ron McGill is at noon. So what time is Ron McGill on Tuesdays? You'll find out on the national show, but it'll show up on your phone in order. Local hour, which has become known as the Lauer, and this digital only hour, which we need to rename because that's not catchy and we want it to pop, because this is, I know right now it's Heat playoff time and we're doing local hours with the full ensemble, but it might revert back to what it was kind of. So this digital only hour is going to be the full cast of characters. It's going to be the regular radio show, just a little freer and not restricted by the rigidities of national radio. So we need a name for it because that's not rolling off the tongue. And I was thinking about, you know, stick to sports and be more sportsy, maybe a play on that. And I want to rejoice that it's Dan and Stu Gatz. Sure. And, you know, when Sports Center was in his heyday, everyone talks about the Sports Center brand, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann. What do they call that? The Big Show. Well, we're not very good at what we do. So a tip of the hat to the legacy listeners, the establishment listeners of the Dan Le Batard Show. The Big Suey. What do you think?
The Big Suey.
Yeah.
Well, if you add to it, because I thought Stu Gatz's ideas on this were good, not by itself, but Stu Gatz, what was your idea and how can we build around your idea that incorporates the Big Show, the Big Suey? For those of you who don't know, Suey was a word invented here many years ago by Luther Campbell, who took his explicit lyrics all the way to the Supreme Court as part of Two Live Crew.
Suey!
While assessing Kobe Bryant's rap song and Kobe Bryant's rap song in Italian.
Suey!
This was 15 years ago or so, and suey became a word. It was worse than garbage, worse than hot garbage, worse than sewage. It was
suey!
And so we have, since the origins of this, been Big Suey. That's what we have been. So tell the people your idea, Stu Gatz, because I think it's a good idea for how we name this and message it going forward.
Listen, I was just driving around one day, and it came to me, and it came to me rather quickly. It started with, I didn't ask for any of this. We didn't ask for any of this, and we didn't. We prefer to be on 3 hours or only on two. And then I started getting mad, and then I started thinking about potential names for this hour and what we could do with it. And what came to me quickly was BSPN.
Pretty good.
I mean, the initials for Big Suey are BS. I thought it would be affectionately known as that, but BSPN is actually pretty perfect.
Okay. We're going to go with that. We're going to go with BSPN. We are going to be going forward. Let's get Rachel Nichols and Jeremy Schapp. Chris Cody, do you have yours ready? Do you have yours ready? Because we got to get Rachel Nichols to do I'm Rachel Nichols, BSPN. Do you have yours ready, Chris? Is yours any good? Is it polished for this moment?
I'm Chris Cody, BSPN.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. We got to figure out how to do that. Cody, how do you feel about that? Look at Cody's got a wry smile on his face. How do you feel about BSPN as a show name, as this hour's name, Cody?
It's great, actually. It's better than what I had in mind. I was going to play off the local hour being the Lower. The digital hour would be the Dower, D-O-U-R. But I have to admit, BSPN is spot on.
I like dope digital only hour, D-O apostrophe H, like the Simpsons. I did like that, but BSPN is better. That's what we're gonna go with. And in the spirit of what it is that we're gonna be doing around here, because you probably felt yesterday the tension, all of the tension. Everything's falling apart around here. And it's obvious as you're watching television and radio that a lot of people are being celebrated, and we've been very neglected. This is not us fooling around, joking about it. Our show's not on television. All the other shows got on television. Our show's not on television. They're advertising for the other shows when they promised us a bunch of advertising. They say we're making a digital-only push here with our show because that's the future and that they're going to give us resources for that. I will believe we get those resources when we get them because this is a difficult time to get resources.
All right. Here on BS, I'm going to just air out some stuff. There was a press release because this is a digital play, and someone in digital marketing that I haven't spoken to in ages gave a quote. This was our idea, and a lot of people that I think are getting raises because of our performance on digital audio are taking credit for it. They cut our show, and they didn't ask us to do this. We took it upon ourselves because we're not robbing the fans of this show that extra hour. And on top of that, we're giving you a post-game show because, okay, you want to cut an hour for this? We're going to continue building this digital monster.
All right, hold on a second, because you sound a little upset.
Yeah, well, I am. I am upset. I am bitter. Shouldn't I be?
You should be, because it's BSPN. I mean, Jesus.
That's right. Well, here will be bitter. Here will be bitter SPN. I should tell you, just so that you understand some of what we're running up against, because I don't think you guys even know this story. Cody, Stugatz, Billy, I'm not sure you guys know this story. So, going back so long, and Stugatz, you remember when we came over to ESPN, when I was reluctant and you guys wanted to come because it's the worldwide leader in sports, but I was afraid of, you know, Disneyfying the show a little too much and stealing some of its soul. And you guys were right. We made a good decision and we've had great success at ESPN. But you remember being in a strip mall at one of those original meetings with executives. I believe that was a strip mall that was chosen by you to be equidistant to your home, which was very far away. And both executives were very disappointed that their dinner in Miami was at a strip mall in some really crappy place. That was your fault, correct?
Yeah, it was Morton's in Aventura.
Okay, yeah. They were so disappointed. They thought they were getting a fancy Miami Beach dinner, and instead it was unspeakably crappy in terms of antiseptic strip mall.
They actually went to the Morton's on South Beach first, never suspecting that we would be going to North Miami Beach, where all the old people live.
All right, yes. And so at that meeting, though, do you remember what was the thing that was said to me as one of those executives who was no longer there wanted to change something about our show? Because it became something that every time he saw me, for 10 years, he asked us to get rid of Ron McGill.
Yes.
That they didn't want animals with their sports. And I'm like, come on, guys, this will be funny. I can't be the Miami show I claim to be and then get rid of one of our most popular segments that includes the Miami guy who's beloved. I'm not getting rid of that. That's not ever going to go anywhere. And so I tell you this story because listen to where we ended up the other day, because that executive is no longer in charge of anything over here. It's a new group of executives. And the other day, Mike Ryan is asked, this is the thing that happens, Stugat. In your 2 hours that you guys are putting on the radio between Greeny and the morning show, are you going to have on that animal doctor? The animal doctor. They don't listen enough to know even what they're objecting to.
Dr. McGill, of course.
I'm going to start calling him that. I was thinking about doing an hour with McGill after the playoffs, but I thought Mike talked me in off of that. Like I was thinking about just doing an animal Dr. McGill for an hour today. Would it be even funnier to do it just 10 to noon, just the whole 2 hours to do the animal doctor, Ron McGill?
It would be funny. Isn't Greg's doctor named Dr. McGill Cuddy? But here's the great thing about Ron McGill. They actually had that conversation with me and Dan, okay?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You have delighted Greg Cody so much there. Cody, you roared with laughter. You physically threw your head back at the delight of Stugatz making McGill into Cody's fake doctor, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Yeah, that's great. I wish my doctor's first name was Ron McGillicuddy. That would be even better. But yeah, McGillicuddy, every time I see him, every time I go for an appointment, he's always thrilled when his name comes up on air. So he's squealing in his
Hit the loser game show sound and it didn't work because Bob's back here with that miner's helmet again. Of course, it's Glade. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate all your good work. We interrupted you, Stugatz. Billy, you've gone away. I want your opinion on some of what's happening here because I've seen you shrink in the Zoom screen here and I've got things here that people should know if they're listening to the rest of what it is that we're doing so they can have a proper perspective on everything that's happened in our career at ESPN, everything that's happened over 20 years in radio, and everything that's happening now as we pivot over to the digital side at a time that terrestrial radio is changing in a way that's precipitous.
We'll go to Bill in a second here, but what I was going to say, Billy, Greg, Dan, all the guys, the funny thing about that dinner, Morton's Aventura, so I could be home by 9:30, 10 o'clock, inconvenienced everyone, is they railed about Ron McGill, and then 2 weeks later, Ron McGill, because some animal went across the field and there was some big story, 2 weeks later, Ron McGill, not only a featured guest on SportsCenter, a featured guest on Good Morning America. Dr. McGill, how about that?
Well, hold on a second, because I did delight every time. This is a true story, Stu, guys. Every time I see McGill on SportsCenter, I take a picture of it and send it to a couple of the executives who know that story. Like, when they've got him on SportsCenter and they're talking, who would win a mascot fight between X and Y? But, Mike, what do you think is the right way to do this McGill segment? And, Billy, why do you seem so uncomfortable? Because I feel like the last few days you and Chris have been really uncomfortable, like you're around something that's scary and dangerous. Do I have this wrong?
I mean, right now my chair is just uncomfortable and I'm hoping you don't come to me because my dog's making a lot of noise and I don't want to get yelled at for the dog making noise in the background. So I'm here for you, man. By the way, those Space Jam uniforms were horrific. We can get to that later.
All right. No, let's actually get to that now. I'm with you. Tell me what you think of the Space Jam uniform.
You know, I think that this whole Space Jam thing is going to be a giant bust. And I hate to be the guy to tell you this, but I think everybody knows it, right? Like, there's too much hype with LeBron redoing Space Jam, and they're talking about Space Jam coming back forever. And then we see the pictures of these uniforms, and I don't know what those uniforms are. But if the movie's anything like the uniforms, this thing's going to be a total disaster.
Well, Chris, you had the same reaction because Mike and Billy both said that the Space Jam uniforms were truly, truly terrible. And Billy went careening into this movie's going to be terrible. And then you called it up on your phone and you recoiled as if like there was a severed human head on your phone, the way that you recoiled. What's so bad about the uniform?
It's just, I don't know. I'm surprised Billy doesn't like it because they're very colorful. Like, they seem like something that Billy would like, but they're very loud.
While being awful, though, they're going to sell so many of these jerseys. Like, so many LeBron James Toon Squad jerseys. And if there's ever music anythings again, everyone's going to be walking around in the mud wearing their LeBron James Toon Squad jerseys to be, like, the ironic whatever, listening to music. But, God, they're – Dan, you haven't seen them? I'm going to
send I haven't seen them.
I'm going to send you a Zoom link. Dan, you ready for this?
But, Chris, before he does that, have you ever had a hot cake?
No. Well, I've had pancakes. Are we talking about warm pancakes, hot cakes?
It came out of your mouth. What do you mean, are we talking about it?
Well, selling like hotcakes is what you say. When someone says things are selling like crazy, you say they're selling like hotcakes.
I know, but do you know what hotcakes are? Have you seen them sold? Do you know that they sell? When's the last time you saw a real long line for hotcakes?
Well, I just, like an idiot, every time I go to breakfast on a Sunday morning, I tell the waiter, let me get a plate of some hotcakes. And they bring me pancakes. So I don't know. Maybe they're just thinking I'm an idiot and we're just going to bring him pancakes because that's obviously what he means. But no, I don't actually know what hotcakes
are. Cody, do you know? Because I don't know either. Cody, do you know? I think it might be pancakes.
I've gone through life thinking that those words are synonyms, that a hotcake is a pancake.
There's no difference between a hotcake, a pancake, and a flapjack, right?
Guys, right. A hotcake is a pancake. That's what it is. A pancake is a hotcake. A flapjack is a pancake. All three are the same thing. And things are selling like hotcakes because people really love pancakes. I mean, that's the way it
works. Know it's natural to pick up the Yeti microphone when you're talking. You can just leave it on the table. It's really good.
All right.
You don't have to pick it up.
You go flapjacks, though, right? If you're going slang for pancakes, you go flapjacks.
Well, you just said that you go and order hotcakes.
But that's what I was just saying. I don't really do that. I was just saying that, you know, keeping the conversation moving. But what flapjacks is what you actually do. Yeah. I say flapjacks.
Is French toast in the same family as flapjacks and waffles, or is it its own entity?
I hate French toast. I said it.
I love French toast.
Who hates French toast?
It's overrated. It's overrated for sure.
Who hates French toast? Put it on the poll. Does anyone hate French toast at Lebatard Show?
In the conversation of French toast, pancakes, waffles, it's easily third. Easily third.
I don't think I agree with you on that. French toast, and this is not surprising coming from a fat guy, but I put French toast at the top of that list.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, a waffle has a little bit more crunch. Bronze waffle, French toast, silver pancake, gold. There, I said it.
All right, let's get the Cody rankings. Get the fanfare sound, please, for Greg Cody's top three. I don't even know what the list is here. Let's see. Number three of whatever it is, flapjacks, hotcakes, or pancakes. What's the list? I don't know what the list is. All right, anyway. Number three, Cody.
Right, what is the category? What is my list?
Right.
Breakfast accoutrement.
It's French toast, waffles, and pancakes, man.
Oh, that's easy. Number three, pancakes, a.k.a. flapjacks, a.k.a. hotcakes. Number two, French toast.
Wow, you got waffles number one, Cody.
And I'm not waffling on this either. Number one, waffles. That's right.
Why doesn't this loser game show sound work? Oh,
I gotta come in and then like unplug it.
So are crepes in this conversation? Like, is this the same ballpark that we're talking? Like,
I love crepes. What's great about crepes is you can have a crepe for breakfast, but crepes could also be a dessert. Crepes could be for lunch. You could have crepes for dinner. You can have crepes anytime. I mean,
I think I crepes are crepes. 100%. Yeah, they are crepes. Is it crepes or crepes?
Damn, I think it's crepes. I think it's crepes.
Yeah.
Cody, you're French.
In France, it's
I've always crepes. Called it crepes.
Yeah.
I have a crepe myrtle tree in my backyard.
There we go.
You know.
There we go.
Here's the loser game show.
In France, they do pronounce it crepes. I will say that.
How do they pronounce your name in France?
Côté.
I wanted to ask you something, Cody. I thought, I don't know exactly how to do this, but do you guys think now is the time to bring back Greg Cody's bitter, drunk Mickey Mouse impersonation? His very limited Mickey Mouse impersonation. You guys remember it? How long has it been, Greg, since you have done your Mickey Mouse impersonation.
The problem is, I don't know if my voice can do Mickey anymore.
Ain't smoking Mickey Mouse with bronchitis.
All right, let's check this out. Let's try it so that it's okay if it's a drunk, bitter, chain-smoking, cancerous Mickey Mouse. Let's hear what that sounds like. Or is it painful for you to do it?
Eisner, it's a little painful. Oh, you know, when I was doing Steamboat Willie back in 1928, I never imagined that almost a century later, I can't do this voice anymore.
You sound like Marge Simpson.
I can't believe there is nothing in your life, and I have seen, I have witnessed your deterioration. I've gone to hospitals. I have gone to your house. I know that garage is filled with cancerous cigar smoke. I have seen your deterioration in a way that is both jarring to me and your son, but nothing has gone to shit more than your Mickey Mouse impersonation. Like, your column writing has gotten worse. Your radio performance has gotten worse. Chris, how terrible was it? Like, I barely understand. It sounds more like Marge Simpson, Mike's right, than Mickey Mouse.
It'll come back.
I'd say on ESPN radio, you're 100% right. But on BSPN, it sounds perfect.
Yeah.
The crazy part for me is that he looks worse than he sounds. Like, he just is like, he's just this shade of gray right now. Like, he's one color.
It's gray, except when he starts laughing and coughing, and then he turns like a reddish shade of gray. Greg, let's try this again, because I want to hear from this character, and I love, in its origins, I think your go-to move with this character is just to mention 1928 and Steamboat Willie. You don't have a lot else in the impersonation, correct?
Well, you know, we're working on it, but I didn't expect to bring back Bitter Drunk Mickey today, so I would like to officially bring Bitter Drunk Mickey back next Tuesday, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. You know. But this is part of explaining what BSPN is going to be. Do you want to just try I'm Drunk, Bitter, Cancerous Mickey to end the segment, BSPN, just so that we can hear how rotten your voice has actually gotten?
Eisner, I'm Drunk, Bitter, Mickey Mouse, BSPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.